Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for being part of my day. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. Paul Casey, speaking of intelligence, Paul Casey's back with us. Paul's an old friend of ours, longtime member of our Brain Trust, CEO of Casey Communications, author of Is Self-Employment for You, and our good friend, Paul. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. As always, I just love coming on your program.
It's good to have you back, as always. Hey, Paul, one of the things you've been working on a lot lately is this self-employment test. And I want you to talk about that a little bit. But one of the things that you say, the subtitle of your book is, anyone can start a business. Only a few can sustain a business. Now, that's similar to Blasingame's first law of small business, which is that it's easy to start a small business, but it's not easy to run and grow one successfully. And a lot of people, that's one of the problems within America, isn't it, Paul, that it's so easy to start a business. A lot of people think, well, wow, you know, if I can start a business this easy, surely running it is easy. And that's a big myth, isn't it?
Yeah, I really have to say that because I think, you know, all you have to do is get a business license and a few other details.
Maybe not even that.
Yeah, exactly. And then you call it good, and then you're all set up and ready to go. And I likened it to, let's say, for example, a brain surgeon. If, for example, all they needed to do is get a certificate down at the Quick Print and, you know, go into surgery, I don't know how you feel about that if that was happened to be your surgeon.
Right.
I do think it takes a lot of forethought, and it certainly takes a lot of experience and to think about what you're doing here. And that's kind of what I designed my test for. And really one of the main thrusts is to look at what your core competencies are and perhaps where you have some shortcomings, which we all do. And, you know, you look at those and really try to bolster and become strong in areas that you need, like finances. I mean, how many people go into business who, let's say, are in debt with credit cards or they can't manage their money?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is an area that's a fatal flaw. You
right.
shouldn't even consider a business to get that straightened out. So it's those sorts of competencies that I really think that people should have top of mind. And there's just no real good training ground other than the Small Business Advocate to do it.
Well, you're exactly right. And if there's one thing that America has really let ourselves down.
It's the real fundamental area of life that we had very little experience. I'll share with you, Jim, I not only out of high school, but I got out of college, for crying out loud. I remember it was my senior year or something. No, it was actually junior year, but that doesn't matter. The point is that my little understanding of finances, I got my first checking account, and I didn't really make the application that you needed money in the bank to write checks. And I found the hard way. I go, I'm not going to do that anymore. But what you're saying, the ignorance was astounding.
Well, and the same thing about being a business owner. Now, the good news that I think I'm excited about is that more and more high schools and more colleges now have entrepreneurship curriculum.
Yeah,
and that's good.
True.
Kind of the bad news, and professors, forgive me for this, because you know I love you. Part of the bad news is a lot of that entrepreneurship is being taught by people who don't know much about entrepreneurship. They don't know much about being a business owner. They know about teaching it, but they don't. And so but at least they're getting some education. They're getting some kind of background, and that's a good thing. And of course, this is where what you do and what I do comes in, and this is where you and I we're trying to fill in the gaps. We're trying to help people to get the kind of background, the education that they need. And you've come up with a test, a self-employment test, Casey's 5-minute self-employment test. And we're going to take a quick break in a few minutes, in a few seconds. And when we come back, I want you to go over what that test is all about and how to take it. This is something we warned you, folks. You can't say you haven't been warned. The last time Paul was here, we talked about the fact that he was going to be coming out with this. Paul, give us your website before we go.
Yeah, this one is called prospectforsuccess.com.
Prospectforsuccess.com, is that right?
That's correct.
Is there an S on the end of prospect?
Yes,
prospects. Yes, prospects, well, plural. Prospectsforsuccess.com. That's where you find the Casey's 5-minute self-employment test. We're going to do this again after these messages. 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
And we are airplanes today.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.